On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The Chancellor is delivering his budget, setting out how he'll cut another £4 billion from government spending.
In this budget, we choose the long term. We choose to put the next generation first. We choose, as Conservatives should always choose, sound public finances to deliver security.
Some of what George Osborne's going to announce has already emerged, including some help for low-income workers to save money and financial backing for big transport projects. He also wants all state schools in England to become academies by 2022 and allow schools to stay open longer. But Kent Education Advisor Peter Reid is impressed with the idea.
The large majority of Kent primary schools are local authority run, and standards in local authority primary schools are rising faster than national levels. So what has an academy programme got to offer it?
KMFM News.
An 18-year-old's avoided being locked up after admitting causing the death of his girlfriend in a crash in Canterbury. Emily Laker died when the car she was a passenger in came off a road and hit a tree in Broadoak last August. Mentish Moraham from London Road in Tenham has been given an 8-month youth custody sentence, suspended for 18 months. Prosecutors say a gunman shot dead in Brussels in a raid linked with investigations into the Paris attacks was an Algerian living illegally in Belgium. He was killed by police snipers. 4 officers were injured during yesterday's shootout. Belgium's federal prosecutor spokesman Eric van der Sypt has been updating reporters.
From the moment the door of the flat was opened, at least 2 persons, armed with a riot gun and a Kalashnikov, opened fire towards them. In the short but very intense shootout, 3 of the 6 officers suffered slight injuries, amongst which a French female police officer.
KMFM News.
Unemployment in Kent has gone up, according to figures out this morning. 18,080 people were claiming jobless benefits last month, up by 200 from January. Nationally, unemployment fell by 28,000 between November and January to 1.68 million. 3 men who were caught after selling stolen goods to a second-hand shop in Thanet, run by undercover police, have been sentenced to a total of almost 7 years behind bars. The gang mostly targeted unlocked cars and exchanged around 100 items for cash over a 9-month period. The group were arrested as part of Operation Panther, set up to crack down on drug dealers in the area.
KMFM News.
30 years after a deal was agreed to build the Channel Tunnel, transport experts from here and France are meeting in Kent. The treaty was agreed at Canterbury Cathedral in 1986, with construction starting 2 years later. Professor Roger Vickerman from the Uni of Kent says talk of it having a negative impact have been proved wrong.
When the Channel Tunnel was being planned, some people thought that it would lead to Kent being entirely concreted over with excessive development. And I think if we look at it now, we see there has been very little marked impact on the towns and cities of Kent.
Police are investigating a suspected armed robbery at a Maidstone petrol station by a man dressed as a Dalmatian. Money was taken from the till at the BP Parkwood service station on Sutton Road last Wednesday night. The suspect was wearing a black and white spotty onesie. A 24-year-old from the town has been bailed until the 6th of April. And thousands of young people will be heading to the Kent Showground over the next 2 days for Kent Choices for You. More than 100 companies and colleges are there to give advice on what to do after school. Glenn from the Hit List is there too, with info on getting into the music industry.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Cricket and England get their campaign underway at the World T20 later, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Kieran.
Well, we're still waiting to find out if Kent's Sam Billings is in the squad when they face the West Indies in the next hour in their opening match in Mumbai. Coach Trevor Bayliss says momentum can play a big part in the series.
The short form of the game, you can get on a roll one way or the other. If you can lose one or two games fairly quickly, and you're on a roll the wrong way, but you can win one or two and get on a winning roll, and that's That's what we're attempting to do.
Football, and Manchester City are through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League for the first time. They drew 0-0 with Dynamo Kiev last night. That means it ended 3-1 on aggregate. Tonight, Arsenal are 2-0 down going into the return game at Barcelona. And FIFA is suing some of its most senior former officials for damages of tens of millions of dollars. World football's governing body has submitted documents to US authorities in an attempt to reclaim money pocketed illegally through corrupt means.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.